Speaking at the annual conference of the Wisconsin Counties Association, the governor said despite the counties urging him to accept the federal Medicaid dollars, he's standing by his own plan that he thinks will be more effective.
With our plan to ensure that everyone living in poverty, for the first time in the state's history, everyone living in poverty will be covered by Medicaid under the state's plan, will reduce the number of people uninsured, and yet we'll still have fewer people on Medicaid and we'll transition more people into the marketplace, which I think is good all the way around.
The governor is a longtime opponent of the Federal Health Care Reform Act, but he's opposed to the current effort of Republicans in Congress to force a government shutdown if they can't win a vote to defund the program.
I believe the government at the state and federal level is too big, and I'm trying to make it more narrow and focused so that it directly affects the things that people care about. But I also believe that the government we have, that we have left after that, making it more efficient, should work. And I don't think shutting the government down is a good way to show you can make anything work.
But the governor says the new health insurance exchanges scheduled to begin next week are causing uncertainty among employers in the state, so he's hoping a compromise can be reached that would slow the process down.
Anything that would in some way postpone that from going into effect, just as the national economy slowly starting to improve, I think is important.
On Wednesday, Congress is scheduled to take a test vote on defunding the Health Care Act without shutting down the government. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.